I'm Ira Flatow here with Flora Lichtman joining us now. Hi, Flora.
With
our video pick of the week, and it's really something different this time, special from out, coming from out over the transom, as we say in the publishing business.
Absolutely, over the transom. One of our listeners, Edward Ates, submitted this video to us. He's a professional photographer and videographer, and he said that he was playing around in his studio during the winter. He does time lapse usually, and he's outside, but winter time, he wanted to have something else to explore, so he looked into ice. And this is ice like I had never seen it before. You know, we'd done a piece on ice a few weeks
ago. Ice sculpture.
I felt like I understood it. No.
Right.
No. There is a secret side of ice.
Love it.
That is revealed in this video. It really is so beautiful. So here's what he did. He took cross polarizers and a macro lens. And so that's cross polarized light.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like when you put sunglasses on. Those polarizing lenses.
Yeah, and I think there's two.
Two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And what he found was this unbelievably colorful, intricate landscape of ice changing over time. So he time-lapsed a very zoomed-in look at ice, and it's really like abstract art. I mean, he said he was kind of blown away when he saw it. It's really worth a look.
So you actually watch the ice crystals developing in many, many colors over time.
Yeah.
In his time-lapse photography.
Yeah, so he used an intervalometer.
A who?
that's what I said. So it takes a picture every 1 second or 10 seconds.
Right.
And then he put them together and made this 2-minute video. And he said that I think after he had weeded out some shots, he was at 3,600 photos, I think. And that's what it made. But it really, just seeing these tiny little structures melt and reform and the colors change over time. And you know what? This is something that, you know, I knew all our listeners are just have troves of great video. I know you're out there with your video. I'm going to do the unthinkable. Please email me. My email address is, I can't believe I'm doing this, flora@sciencefriday.com. But if you're a scientist who loves video, or maybe you're a videographer who loves science, send it my way. This was really a neat find.
Yeah, this is a gorgeous video. It reminded me actually of the movie Fantasia, which I'm sure there was a fairy skating on the ice and all these crystals were forming, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And it looks just like that. Beautiful formation, but in full color of these crystals growing.
It's psychedelic, really. I mean, it really is. And I asked if he could, if Edward had found any trends, you know, why certain colors appeared or what forms appeared when. And he said that it seemed like the bubbles made a difference. And that can be, as we know from our video a few weeks ago, how ice forms. So if you freeze ice slowly, you're going to have fewer bubbles, and that might change the structures that you get to see through these cross polarizers.
All right. So if you have videos, if you're a scientist or you make some great, cool videos, time lapse, send it to Flora. Send Flora an email, flora@sciencefriday.com. We really, in all seriousness, we do want your videos, and we'll take very good care of them and distribute them for everybody to see. We'll add value to them, as they say in their business.
This one was very valuable on its own. Thank you, Edward Ates, for sending it in.
It's got music and beautiful. It's our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. And if you go to our website, you can also join our Science Friday growing community. And if you want to take it with you, it's going to be available in our iTunes and our Android apps. So
And
our podcast. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata and Namisha Serene Anand. Louis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. He says Luis. I think I'm going to call him Louis. Sam Flatow is our production assistant. Neil Rauch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. And as I say, if you missed any part of this program, go over to iTunes as a subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. And we're tweeting all week at SciFry, and you can also send Flora your videos. Good, nice videos, flora@sciencefriday.com. Also, we have an upgraded iPhone app, good for your iPad also, with Flora's videos, which are specially made to look gorgeous on your iPad. So download those as an app. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.